I think maybe this is somewhat easier for you because you did grow up in India. At what age were you when you left India? And how were you raised there, religiously, spiritually? What kind of values were you raised with?
I was raised as a Hindu, and I left India when I was 20 years old to come to America. And I will agree with you that I think it is easier for me coming from a culture that is also steeped in tradition, and also coming from a culture where I have seen change happen, and once it starts, it happens very, very quickly. So definitely, I agree with you, it's easier for me, and I come from the Hindu spiritual tradition. If I can just take a minute to sort of say a very interesting story, is that okay?
Of course, we love interesting stories.
All right. You know, India, as everybody knows, was partitioned in 1947, and my parents were from formerly what was Bangladesh or East Pakistan, and now it's called Bangladesh. And so in 1947, as a result of partition, they literally had to run for their lives, cross the border, and start over again in the Indian side of West Bengal, which is the state was partitioned into two different regions, one on the Bangladesh side and one on the India side. And so I actually grew up hating Muslims. That I was genetically programmed to hate Muslims. I did not know Muslims. If I ran into them in my school or in my college, I would not reach out to them. And then when I came over here 9 years ago, my partner said, you know, I have a really good friend and I'd like to invite him over for dinner. Would you be willing? And I said, sure. What's his name? And I don't remember the gentleman's name, but as soon as I heard the name, I knew he was a Muslim. And I said, well, he's a Muslim. And Scott said, yeah. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to cook for him. And he said, you're one of the kindest people I know. What is this weird attitude that you have towards Muslims? And I said, well, they're not good people. You cannot trust them. And he said, that's not true. How can you say that? I said, well, it's the truth, and that's all there is. And if you want to take him out for dinner, you're welcome, but he's not welcome to my house. And so that's how I grew up. And then the Iraq War happened, and something stirred in me saying, you know, this doesn't feel right. And I got more and more involved. And I started, you know, reaching out to people of the Islamic faith and realized we are really the same. We all want the same things. We all care for our families. I think if my faith in Hinduism has helped, it's helped because we are very comfortable with the concept of multiple gods. And once I sort of started on the journey of inviting another faith into my psyche, I'm very comfortable with it. Now I'm very, very comfortable in Afghanistan, and they're comfortable with me. I amaze myself, actually, that I've actually reached this point where I don't see Muslims in one broad paint stroke as I used to.